Daf is Daf Ein Ches. So the Mishnah begins, Hamocher Sachamor, Lamacher Kalim. A person sells a donkey, so he does not sell the Kalim. He doesn't sell the Kalim of the donkey along with it. The Gemara is going to explain what the Kalim are. Nochma Madai comes along and says, Omer Macher Kalim. No, when you do sell a donkey, included in that are the Kalim of the Chamor. If Yehuda comes along, Omer says, Pamim Mechurim, Pamim Eino Mechurim. It's not clear cut. It depends on the circumstances. He says, sometimes Ketzad, Haya Chamor Lefanav, the Kalim Alav, if there's a donkey and the Kalim are attached to the donkey, so if Amar Lo, and he says to the individual, says to the seller, the Mocher, Machali Chamor Chazet, sell me this particular donkey, so then the Halacha is, says the Mishnah, Hare Kalim Mechurim. So then the Chamor along with the Kalim are going to be part of the sale. But if he says chamor chahu, which the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to explain, it's more like, is this your chamor chahu? Is this yours? Ain kalim mechurim. And he says yes. So then the kalim are not included. He's asking, do you have a donkey for me to sell? He doesn't care for this particular donkey. So if you say chamor zeh, so everything, the whole, it's a package deal, even the kalim. But if you say chamor chahu, is this your chamor? So then he's concerned with the chamor, but not concerned with the kalim. That's the distinction according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, Tanakama holds the kalim are not included. Nachum Amadai says they are always included. Rabbi Yehuda says depends on what is said. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula machlokes bisak v'diskei v'diskaya v'kumni. That's the whole debate. What are these different kalim? So Rashbam explains here. See Rashbam, it's six wide lines down. It says Gemara machlokes the Tanakama v'nachum Hamadai. The debate is referring to objects that are used as carrying, as rather a load that the chamor would carry. People would probably should be litain. Change it to litain. Yeah, so liton, to place things in them, to carry, masoi, velaseis al hachamar, you place it on the donkey. So that's what a sak diska, some type of bag. Do they have an exact definition for them?
One is a saddle bag and one is a side saddle.
Okay, fine. And kumni, says Rashbam, the Gemara is going to explain this later on as well, is markavta denashi dilakaman. It's some type of, I don't know, a chariot for women, how they define it there? A seat for women? Okay.
Yeah, women with
fine.
Different type of saddle for them.
Okay. Vigamhu mimin maso. It's also some type of load that the donkey would have. What?
Well, a side saddle.
Okay. Something that a load. It's a load that the animal would hold as well. Sha'isha Yosheves Kamasoi, the woman would sit like another package, like another piece of luggage. She's slept along with it, as opposed to the man who's riding on top of the donkey. I guess riding it, she's just another, viewed as another package, or at least the saddle is. So that's the whole debate, says the Gemara, according to Ula's understanding, is again, Amar Ula, Machlokis, Besak, Diskaya, the Kumni. The Tanakama Savar, Stam, Chamor, Lirkov, Kai. Most donkeys are meant to be ridden. You ride it, and not to carry things. So therefore, the Kalim, these Kalim, which are meant to carry packages, are not part of the sale of a Machor, a Chamor, rather. But Nacham Amadeh Savar, no, Stam Chamor L'masikai, no, a typical donkey is meant to be sold to schlep load packages. That's how I would have assumed that way as well. And therefore, these kalim are included. Aval Okif Umer Das, Kilkali V'chovak, Divriya Kol Mechurin. These parts are certainly part of the sale. What are these things? So Ukaf is what? The saddle. Madas is the blanket, that's what it says, yeah? And Kilkli, Rashbam says, Tsingale, which is Likchor Ha'okef B'chavisha Sachamar, where you tie the saddle around the donkey. So those are certainly part of the sale of the donkey. So Gemara asks a question, Mesive. Hachamor Kalev, Ani Mocher Lecha, I'm selling you the donkey, I'm selling you the Kalev. Hareze Macher, Esa Okef, Esa Mardas, Esa Kilkli, Esa Chavak. So you're selling all these different parts that we said above, everyone agrees, is part of the sale. The saddle, and then the blanket, and then the strap that goes underneath. Avalo Macher, Sak, V'diskaya, V'kumni. You don't sell these bags that carry the luggage. Ubizman Shamar Lo He V'choma She'aleha. When you say, I'm selling the donkey and all that's on it, Hare Kulan Mechurin, everything is part of the sale. So the Gemara says, Taima Damerle Chamar V'Kelev Hu Dekani Okef Mardas. The only reason why the saddle and the blankets with it is because I said Chamar V'Kelev, I said the word Kelev also. But hallo amarlei hachi, if I didn't say the word Caleb, I just want your donkey, then lo, then you wouldn't get the okaf mardas along with it. Above we said, both Tanakam and Nachman Amad, they said, all this is part of the package deal. It's included in the donkey. But this price says only when you specify Caleb are the mardas and the kilkin okaf part of the sale. So this is a kasha against Ula. So Gemara says, who I didn't know, it should be lo, not true. Who adin? It's true. Avogav the law amar lei chamar bekelav nami uka okaf mardas mechurim. It's also true that even if you don't say kelav, you simply say chamor, it's a package deal. You get the saddle, you get the blanket, you get the strap. Everything comes along with it. So why does the Brisa say only when you say chamor vekelav? Hakamashmon this teaches us that avogav the amar lei chamor bekelav. Even though you did say kelav, it does not include the sack. The diskaya of kumni lo kani. It doesn't accomplish anything. You have to say choma she'aleha to include all those bags that are meant for carrying the luggage. Now Gemara wants to know what does it mean my kumni, and the Rashbam already alluded to or told us what the answer is. Amra papa bar Shmuel merkavta dinashi, that side saddle that the woman would sit in. So Gemara now asks ibayilahu beodin alav machlokes aval b'shein alav. Modilahu Nacham Amadai. Is the whole debate here when the Kalim are on it, but when the Kalim are not on it, so then even Nacham Amadai will agree it's not part of the sale? Again, remind ourselves, the Chacham hold Kalim are not part of the sale. Nacham Amadai hold that they are part of the sale. So is the whole debate only when the Kalim are on the Chamor, but the Kalim are off the Chamor? Even Nacham Amadai will agree that the different parts, the sack and the diskaya, are not part of the sale. Oh, Dilma, perhaps the whole debate of the Machlok and the Mishnah is Dilma b'she'en alav Machlok. Maybe Chachamim and Nachman Ban, they're arguing only when the Kalim are not on the Chamor. Avam be'odin alav, when the Kalim are on the Chamor, then maybe Modi lei Rabbanin lenachem Hamada. Maybe a Rabbanin will agree that it will be part of the sale, the sak v'diskaya v'kumni. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Okay. Rashbar Tosa just points out here. Look at Tosa's Dibur Maschel of Al Bashena Odin Alav Modilu Nacham Amadai. The first tzad that the debate is when the Kalim are on the donkey, but when they're not on the donkey, everybody agrees it's not part of the sale. He says Lirabanan de Lokane, so that's not part of the sale. That's Hainu Dafka Basak Diskay Vakumni, only referring to the bags meant for holding the luggage. Of Abba Okav Merdas Afilu Ein Alav. Ain odem alav kane, but he holds the saddle and the blanket and the strap, even when they're not on the donkey. Chuliyama agree that is always part of the sale. The tachsisi the chamer have. They're basically part of the I'm not sure tachsisi means, but they're the tachshite that's somehow connected to the donkey. The kani lahu kol heicha disnayu ubekunches lo perishkin. Wherever they are, according to Tosfos, they're part of the sale. But kunches is referring to Rashbam. Rashbam argues and says, no, even those items, the saddle and the blanket, are not part of the sale in this side of the suffix. Okay. Tos points out one other layer of the suffix. The Gemara could have suggested a third option, which the Gemara oftentimes does. He says, in Dibur Maschil, O Dilma, B'Shein Olav Machlokas, HaChanami HaVamatzel HaMeimer, the Gemara could have suggested, O Dilma, Bein Bezu Machlokas. Maybe they're debating Bein Olav, O Dilma, or Bein Ein Olav, that could have still been in the debate. It could have been across the board. They're arguing about the Chum always hold that Lo Machar, and Nacham Madeh could have said they're always Machar Caliph. But the Gemara for some reason doesn't suggest that because the Gemara knows the answer. They're just setting up the question to really get to an answer. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Tashma. Last two narrow lines in Amud Aleph. Tashma. Ubizman sh'amar lo hu v'chol masha olav. When you say, I'm selling you the chamor and all the items that are on it, hare kulon mechurin. All of them are going to be sold. Now, i'amas b'shulma b'odin olav machlokes. If you say, the whole debate is, while the kelim are still on the back of the chamor, so then Muhammad Rabbanani, this must be the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that when they're on, it's not a good sale unless you say v'chol masha'olav. It only works because according to Nacham Amadai, so you wouldn't have to add the words on v'chol masha'olav because it's always part of the sale. You don't have to specify any words. But Ella, but if you say i'amris, if you think that the whole debate is b'she'en oden alav machlokas, they're debating about when the items are not on the animal. Aval v'oden alav, but when the kalim are on the donkey, Divrei Akol Mechurin. Everybody agrees that it's part of the sale. Hamani, who authored this Brisa? Why? Look at the Rashbam five lines up to explain the suffix here. Hamani, in the middle of the line, Lo Nacham Lo Rabbanim. If you're talking about when the kelim are on the donkey, the only way that these kelim are being sold, it's only because you said v'chol masha'olav. But if you didn't say v'chol masha'olav, so then they wouldn't be part of the sale here. So again, this case has to be talking about a case that the metzias is where the chamor is there with odin olav. It has to have a kalim on it, because that's why it says v'chol mashalav. So it's a case where the donkey has all the kalim on top of it already. So it only works if you say the words v'chol mashalav. Now, if you hold that, the whole debate is only when it's ein odin olav. But they all agree be'odin olav is part of the sale, so then there's no need to specify the words v'chol mashalav. So it must be a proof that the whole debate is be'odin olav, and Rabban hold it's not a good sale unless you say the words v'chol ma sh'olav. So the Gemara answers no. Li'olam, this case is b'she'en olav. The machlokes is b'she'en odin olav machlokes. They're really arguing about a case when the kalim are not on the chamor. Nachum Amadai thinks the kalim is part of the sale. Rabban hold that they're not part of the sale. Rabban authored this brisa here. Ve'ema bizman shamar lohu v'chol ma sheroi lios alav. We're talking about a case not where kelim are on the chamor. It's saying that the kelim are on the side there, wherever they are. So the mocher says, I'm selling you the donkey and all the kelim that are fit to be on the chamor. And the only reason why you sell it as a package deal is because you said the words v'chol ma olav. But if you didn't say those words, so then Rabban would hold Taki, it wouldn't be a good sale because they hold Hamochar Schamar Lo Machar Caliph. Hopefully that was somewhat clear. Fine, the Gemara now quotes another Brisa. Last two lines. Toshma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Pamim Mechurim Pamim Shein Mechurim. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says sometimes you do sell the Kalim with the donkey, other times you don't sell the Kalim with the donkey. My love. Amai de kamar tanakama kai Rabbi Yehuda? Is it not that whatever the Rabbanan were referring to, whatever the machlokis tanakama or Nachum Amad they're referring to, that's the same exact case and scenario that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. And therefore what? So therefore look at Rashbam here. Rashbam says, look at the last two narrow lines. The first word is Rabbi Yehuda, bod and olav mairi. He's clearly referring to a case where the kalim are on the donkey. That's undisputable. So therefore, so the fact that he's talking about a case of the Ba'odin Olav must be that the Machlokas, Tanakam, and Nachum Amadai are also a case Ba'odin Olav. So that answers the question. And Gemara says, no, lo, not true. Rabbi Yehuda is Milsa Acharisa. In other words, he's talking about a different scenario. Says Rashbam to clarify in the top of Amud Bezir, Milsa Acharisa Kamar, in who I read B'she'en Odin Olav. The Tanakama, Rabbanon, and Nachum Amadai are referring to one scenario where the kelim are not on it. Aval, but in a case of Odin Olav, Divrei Akol Macher, when the kelim are on the donkey, even Rabbanon will agree it's part of the sale. And the Asa, Rabbi Yehuda comes along, Laflugi, to argue, Adukya Didu, Diafilu Odin Olav, that even when the kelim are on it, it's not always going to be sold, according to everybody, because Pamim sometimes, Shein Mechurim, sometimes when he says Chamer Chahu, that indicates that the kalim will not be part of the sale. So Gemara now says in the very top line of Ayin Chesam and Beis, Amalei Ravina le Ravashi Toshma. They bring another proof. There's a proof we had from yesterday. Machas a karan lo machas a prados. If you sell the wagon, you don't sell the mules with it. V'tani Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arva kamei derbi abahu. And they clarified, my quote's rather Brisa, no, machas a karan lo machas a prados. If you do sell the wagon, well then the mules do come along with it. So it goes against our Mishnah. And Amar Lei, V'ha'anan lo machar tanai, but we hold in the Mishnah that it's not a good sale, that the mules don't come attached to the wagon. V'amar Lei, so the initial response was, Ismaya, get rid of the Brisa in the face of the Mishnah. The Mishnah always trumps the Brisa, and therefore we paskin machas akaron lo machas aprados. But then he responds back, Amar Lei, lo, don't get rid of the Brisa. Titarge masnisecha badukimbo. We could explain the Brisa is referring to a case where they're attached to each other. When the karon and prados are attached, so then it's a package deal. Michlal, which seems to imply then, dimasis in our Mishnah is b'shein adukimbo. And our Mishnah is a case where they are not attached. And when you sell the karon, you do not sell the prados along with it. So now, after establishing the Mishnah's a case Sheneduk Adukin, the Gemara says, bringing back to our case now, Umidereisha b'shein alden alav, from the fact that the Reisha, the previous Mishnah of the wagon, was a case where the mules were not attached to the wagon. It must be that the Seifa is Nami b'shein alden alav, where the kalim are not attached to the donkey, and that's the debate of Tanakama and Nachma Madai b'shein alden alav. Where it says, Adrabah, now the opposite is true. Emar Reish, look back in an earlier mission we had about the Mochas Asvina. It says, Aval, when you sell the Svina, Aval lo mocha lo sa avadim lo asa antiki. We don't sell the avadim, we don't sell the antiki. In my antiki, we said, Amar Papa iski de begave, referring to the merchandise that's in the boat, that's attached to the boat. Umidereish avadim alav. In fact, that the Reish, the earlier Reish, is when the packages are on top of the boat. So must be that Seifa is Nami Bolden Alav. So therefore must be that the Seifa case, our case of the Chamor and the Kalim, is also where the Kalim are Odin Alav, and yet that's the Machlokas between Tanakama and Nacham Amadai. So therefore we can't bring a Rai from any of the previous Mishas in the Paraklu. There is no consistency here. Ela Tana, Mili, Mili, Katani. Each Mishnah is really viewed independently. Rashbam just says here, the four lines down, Mili, Mili, Katani. Some cases are where the kalim are on it, other cases where it's not on it. And akol holech acher min hago shalom. It all depends on what people practice. Yesh davashu bichlal chaveru beodin alav. Yesh davashen bichlal afilu beodin alav. There's no set rules here. Whatever people, whatever's normal, whatever is a practice in the olam, does a prados and karon, do they come attached? Do they come as a package deal? Or do they not? Gemara now says, Simin Zogam Noson. So Amar Abai says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Rashbag, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Noson, V'sumchus, V'nochma Madai, Kulam, Svir Lehu, Ki Mazbin, they all hold, Ki Mazbin, Inish, Midi, Ihu, V'chol Tashmi, Shasayu, Mazbin. When a person sells an object, they sell all the different uses all the different parts of that sale as well. So Rashbam, rather Tosas, points out here, Kula Svir Lehu, I think Rashbam says the same thing, but read the Tosfos. He says, La Mamish Amri Davar Echa. They're not really saying the same thing. They're talking about different cases, obviously. Ala Kolomar, Beshita Achase, and they're very similar. We have this many places where they're not exactly the same, but they're pretty much in the same spectrum of selling the main object and all the ancillary parts as well. So the Gemara goes one by one, where we see that these six or seven Tanaim hold the same idea. So first, Rabbi Eliezer, Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, we learned this earlier, that Rabbi Eliezer Omer HaMochas HaBeis Abad, Mochas HaKorah. When you sell the press, you sell the beam along with it. Rashbag, Ditznan, Rashbag Omer HaMochas HaIr, Mochas HaSanter. When you sell the city, the Santer comes with it. That guy, Macholk is what Santer meant, but one guy who kept all the different, the border, property borders. And then Rabbi Meir, the Tani Rabbi Meir, Omer Machas Karem, Machar Tashmish Karem. Well, when you sell a vineyard, you sell all the different parts of working the vineyard. Rabbi Nasan Vesumchas, Bitas Vedugas, they sell, when you buy a boat or sell a boat, you sell along with it the little rafts on the side, the little lifeboats, I guess. And Nachmamadai, Ahad Amran. And we just saw Nachmamadai with regards to when you sell a chamor, you sell the Kalev with it. Okay, Gemara now says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pamim Mechurin V'chule, he said it depends on the circumstance. Sometimes if you say Chamurcha Zeh, then the Kalim are with it, but if you say Chamurcha Hu, then the Kalim are not with it. So Gemara asks, Maishna Chamurcha Zu, Maishna Chamurcha Hu? What's the difference, whether you say Zu, or whether you say Hu? So Amar Rava, Chamurcha Zu, means Yada de Chamara Didehu. I know that donkey's yours. So V'hai de Chamara Le Zu, why am I saying Zu? I know it's yours. Mishim Kalev, I'm saying the extra word Zu, because Mishim Kalev Chamara Le, I want the kalim, so that's why the kalim are included in the sale. But if I say chamur chahu, it means delo yada de chamur didei. I don't know that it's your donkey. Who? V'hachi kamarli. I'm saying to you, chamur chahu, shetim grenali, do you have a donkey that you could sell me? And therefore, my mind isn't on the kalim at all, and for that reason, when you say chamur chahu, it does not include the kalim in the sale. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, Masnisin Hamokhes a Chamor Mochas a Siach. A person sells a donkey, he sells a Siach along with it. The Siach, Rashbam explains, is a Bino Shel Chamor Kari Siach. The child of a donkey is called a Siach. What's it called in English?
A foal.
A foal. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Mochas a Paralo Mochas a Bana. Bino. If you sell the cow, you do not sell the calf along with it. The Gemara is going to explain the difference between a cow and a donkey. Ashba, if you sell ashba, machar zvala, you sell the zevel, the manure as well with it. Ashba, rashba, explained to ashba, is a Rashbam says, is makom amok gimel o gavah shlosha. It's referring to a mound that's 3 tvachim high, or maybe a ditch that's 3 tvachim deep, where shirogil lases sham zevel beimosav, where you place the manure for the animal. So if I sell the area, the ashba, either the mound or the ditch, it doesn't include the manure, or rather it does include the manure with it. Machar bor, machar meimeha. If I sell the pit, I sell the water with it. It's a package deal. Machar kaveres and machar dvom. If I sell the honeycomb, then I sell the nest, the bee's nest, and I sell the bees as well along with it. Look at the Rashbam just for a second. The Rashbam says, Machar kaveres, machar devorim, the chol honey, the kashiv, batele le honey tikavi. Because all these different parts, the bees are, batel to the honeycomb, and the water is batel to the mayim. Ava machar zvala lo machar ashpasa. That's the last line we'll see, we didn't see that. You sell the zevel, you don't sell the ashpa. The ashpa is not tafel to the zevel. Machar meim, if I sell the water, lo machar bor, the bor is not tafel to the mayim. V'chein kulam, umilsa de pshita hi velo itzrich lemisnei. It's an obvious point, says the Rashbam, and there's no need to specify, but that's certainly true. The opposite, again, wouldn't be the case of the Mishnah. And then finally, the Mishnah says one last line here, machar shovach, machar yonim. If I sell the shovach, then I sell the yonim along with the shovach. If I sell again the yonim, then I don't sell the shovach with it. It's always the ikar v'tafel. So Gemara wants to know, hey Chidami, what's the case here? Idamar lehi buna. If I say I'm selling you the mother and the child, so then afilu paro buna nami. Then that means I'm selling the cow, I'm selling the calf with it. And idamar lehi, if I don't say hi buna, if I don't say the mother and the child, then afilu chamer nami lo. Then even by the donkey, then the buna, the siach, shouldn't be included in the sale of the donkey. So what's the case here? Why is there a chilik between a chamer and a para? Comes along, Amar Papa, Damar Le, Chamar Minika, Opar Minika, Ani Mochelcha. The guy says, I'm selling you a donkey, a nursing donkey, I'm selling you a cow that's nursing as well. So what's the difference? So because Bishlama, Para Iku, Meimar Chalba, Baila, I sell you a cow that's nursing, so the reason why I want a cow that's nursing is because I want to drink the milk. And there's no relevance to the calf. I don't care for the calf, I want the milk. So that would make sense why the calf is not included in the sale. My if I'm selling you a nursing donkey, what do I care about the nurse? I'm not going to drink the milk of a chamer, it's treif. So what's it telling me? My kamerlei, shma mina, when I'm selling you a chamer minika, it must be shma mina hi ubin bina kamerlei. I'm selling you the donkey, a why nursing donkey? Because I'm throwing in the siach as well. My kamerlei siach, why do we call a child of a son of a donkey a siach shemahalech acher sicha na, because it goes after a pleasant sound. Look at Rashbam shemahalech. It's around 6 wire lines down. The last two words shemahalech acher nesicha na bekriya benachas. When you call it in a very soft, gentle way, uveremiza, and you hint to it, you sign language to it. Holech lamakom shadim chafetz, and it listens to you very nicely. It's very obedient. But an older one, as the donkey gets older, gets more stubborn, requires to be hit and screamed at. So therefore, only the young chamer is called a siach, because it listens to the pleasant sound. Okay. So the Gemara now, in that discussion of a siach, goes into a bit of an agalta now about the lashon of a siach. So the Gemara says as follows, which is of course very appropriate for a Pesach, right? Pesach, the mouth that speaks. Pesach is a very, very, very big connection between Pesach and the Chamor, of course, as well. Pesach Chamor, that they left Mitzrayim with donkeys, with tremendous amount of loads of packages and zav, the kesef, as they left. So this is just very works out well for Erev Pesach, for the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Amar of Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar of Yochanan, my dichse, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Al Kain Yom Ramoshlim? The rest of the pasuk says, Bo Cheshbon Tibane Visikonin Ir Sichem. So what's the drasha of this pasuk? The Gemara explains, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman explains, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, HaMoshlim, Eila Moshlim B'Yitzram. Those who have Moshe have control over their Yetzirah. That's why people have control over the Yetzirah. Referring to, as Rashbam, Tzadikim who control the Yetzirah. So what does it mean then? Bo cheshbon, they go to cheshbon. Bo v'nachsho v'cheshbon shalom. They're going to go ahead and calculate their world. They calculate every step on the way. Hefsed mitzvah neknegad schara. B'schar v'era keneged hefseda. They calculate if they lose out on a mitzvah, they're going to lose schar. And the reward of an avera is considered a negative. They're always calculating every moment, every action that they do. Then tivane v'tichonin, says the pasuk. If you do this, if you calculate every move, so then you're going to build in this world, you're going to be constructive, and you're also going to establish for yourself a schar in Olam Haba. Ir Sichon, says the Pasuk, im mesim adam atzmo ki'ir zeh she'ka'ir, I think, right? Person makes himself like an ayir, like a donkey zeh, she'mahalich acher sichonel, like a young donkey that goes after a beautiful sound. So then, maksav acher, what's going to be if a person listens to a pleasant sicha? So Rashbam just explains here, ka'ir zeh, she'mispate b'yitzro, person is going to listen to all the sounds, the distractions of the apikorsim around him, which sound very engaging and very attractive. So then what's going to happen is, afterwards, the pasuk says, ki esh yotza mecheshvan. There's going to be a fire that comes from mecheshvan. So teitz say esh mecheshvan. The fire is going to come out. Rashbam says, they were called the calculators, the accountants. The fire, the tzaddikim, are going to then destroy those who are being attracted by the sicha na'ah. So then the Gemara says, right, again, the fire is going to come out from the accountants, the tzaddikim. They're going to then burn those who don't calculate, those who are being attracted by the beautiful sounds, the beautiful speeches, the orators. Lehava, the pasuk goes on to say, Lehava mikiryas sichon. What does that mean? Mikiryas tzaddikim shenikru sichon, from the depths of the tzaddikim that are called sichon. Rashi says it refers to ilanos, certain types of trees. That tzaddik katamar yifrach keres bilvan yiska. They're referred to as trees, and it goes on to quote hadasim are compared tzaddikim are compared to hadasim. So these things. So where did it go? Hold on one second. The again leheva mikiras sichon mikiras tzadikim shenikru sichon achla. They're going to the fire, the leheva, the fire from the tzadikim, from the depth of the tzadikim, are going to go ahead and destroy what the ar moav, which is zeh mahalich acher yitzro, person who follows their yeter kayar, like a donkey that follows it, zeh shemahalich acher sichana. But that's the pasuk referring. This is a drush, obviously not the pasuk pshat. This is the drasha to be made on this pasuk. Then the pasuk concludes saying, "Bale bamos arnon." What does that mean? Elu gase ruach. Bale bamos, bam is something that's high up. So gase ruach, a haughty person. Damar mar kol adam sheyesh bo gases ruach nofel begehenim. A person who is a bagaiva, he's going to then ultimately fall to gehenim. Fine. And then the next pasuk says, "V'niram." So Amar Rashi, Rashi says, Aim Ram, person who says, there is no Ram, there's no one above. So Avad, next pasuk is Avad Cheshbon. He's going to lose out Avad Cheshbon Sha'olam. Any schar he deserves in this world, he's going to completely lose. Ad Divon, the pasuk says, meaning Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Himtin Ad Sheyavo Din, wait until you get judged. Then the pasuk says, V'nosim Ad Nofach, which means Ad Shetavo Eish, until you get burned by a fire which doesn't need to be fanned at all. Admeidva means achetadiv nishmasan, that your nishama is going to be with such tsar. Others say ad David mai debai, until Akash Rachu does with them whatever he pleases. Fine. And I guess we'll just stop here. Should we go to the tudats or stop here? Tudat, do you think? Okay, two dots. Amar Yehuda says, Amar Rav, kol ha-parish midirei Torah, eish ochal, the person, he separates from learning Torah, so then the fire is going to burn him. Shenem Arz, it says in Yechezkel, v'nosati es panai behem, I'm going to place my face toward them, I'm going to focus on them. Me'ha'esh yatso v'esh tochlem, the fire is going to come out. For those who distance themselves from Torah, the fire is going to come out and destroy them, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, halo kol divrei ka'esh, and the Torah is like fire, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on them, they're going to be burned. Now, Kiyasa Rav Dimi came back, and Amar Rav Yochanan, he quoted Rav Yochanan, and called Parish Ma'atzmo, Mitivei Sarah, anyone who separates from Torah, no fell begin Gehenim, he falls into Gehenim, Shinemar, it says, Adam Toa Mider Haskel, person, Bekal Rifam Yanuch, a person who strays off the path. So Bekal Rifam Yanuch, what does that mean? Vein Rifam El Gehenim, he falls to Rifam, which is Gehenim, Shinemar, it says in Mishle, Velo Yoda, Ki Rifam Sham, he didn't know Rifam was there. Be'imke Sha'ol Kru'eha. They are in the depths of the earth, and that, of course, where Gehenim is found. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a Chag Kasher Pesamech, a good Yom Tov.